Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Get away?
If you want to get away, this is a good way for you to find out what's going on. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com and the Frommers Travel Guide is going to talk with us about the best places for you to travel next year, since we're pretty much at the end of this year. I observed something with Richie that you'll find fascinating, and you'll see maybe a little bit more as the schematics become more public. Airbus, the maker of crap can airplanes, is proposing a new way for people to board the plane. And so there are, you'll see pictures of it around here and there, newspapers, that sort of thing, of a module that will be inside the terminal. You'll actually get into your seat if this thing comes to pass. You'll get into your seat in the module, and then some hydraulic electronic device will take you outside of the terminal and drop you into the plane.
The plane actually drives under the terminal, and then they drop it down into the plane and then shut the hatch.
And that's from Airbus. And I say no more. If Boeing's going to do it, then I'll have some interest in it, Richie. Not interested if Airbus is doing it. What I am interested in, though, is Pauline Frommer's ideas on where you can start planning your travel for next year. We'll have that for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to win friends and influence people? Well, it's as simple as the nose on your face. Here's the biological science of it.
Ooh, I smell.
Now, Grandma Buff, she had a saying. She said, no matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. Don't laugh. It's a simple-sounding adage, but she was so very correct. And so it seems that the sense of smell dramatically and directly influences how others see you. It impacts your persuasive abilities, how much they like you, and it creates good moods. In other words, people like people who smell good. It indirectly causes mutual regard.
Smell me.
What's the cheap psychological trick? No matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. It's the easiest way to make a great first impression. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
56 past the hour on the Good Day program. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com. The Frommers Travel Guide is published there. I was looking around for sort of new ideas. Are there new places to go, new traditions?
Well, hopefully you're going to get some of the classics and some of the new places. What we did at Frommers.com is we talked to our guidebook writers all over the country, and we said, what destinations are going to be best in 2016? Because we think destinations are like fine wines. They have years where they're better than other years. Mm-hmm. So, for example, our national parks, the National Park System is turning 100 this year, and there are going to be incredible celebrations and commemorations and special talks all throughout next year. So,
you know,
the National Parks is a great place to go. You might consider going to, believe it or not, Mongolia. If you really want something new. It's been kind of crisscrossed in the last couple of years by mining roads, which means that finally it's easier to visit it, but it's also changing drastically. So if you want to see this extraordinary natural site with the largest grasslands on the planet, it looks like the American prairie used to look, and also with soaring mountains, this nomadic people whose lifestyles are changing drastically, we're saying go to Mongolia.
Yeah, there's some beautiful train trips that you can get out to Mongolia. I wish they changed the name of it. Mongolia sounds like a foreboding name, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah. But it's absolutely beautiful, incredibly friendly people. Mm-hmm. Or if you want something very, very plush, it is the 300th anniversary of Chianti being named a wine region, and it was the first one in the world to get that title, and they are going to be throwing a party like you wouldn't believe, especially around harvest time. There's going to be all kinds of special festivals. There's going to be parades and marches, and one of the biggest bike race in Italy, kind of their Tour de France, is going to go through Chianti. I mean, it you never always want an excuse to go to the region of Chianti in Italy. This year, you have a great excuse.
Now you're talking my language.
Chianti is probably a region for all of the various types of wines, but you want to be a wine drinker, probably, to go there to enjoy it to the nth degree. Chianti.
Yeah, but there's great history there, too. Wonderful people.
Yeah,
so
that
fun.
Sounds very romantic. All right, thank you. There's some good ideas. We'll continue with these ideas. We get to the end of the year with Pauline Frommer from Frommer's Travel Guide at Frommer's.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K Sound and Recording.
America.